Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
My legal practice is Lemon Law. I specialize in helping people with defective automobiles get their cars bought back by the manufacturers when they qualify as lemons under the Michigan Lemon Law. So Doug and Ralph both sent me the story out of Vancouver from the Vancouver Sun of a lemon law case in Canada. But my understanding is that Canada does not have the same kinds of lemon laws that we have here in America. And as I pointed out a couple weeks ago, the BBC actually came over and interviewed me a while back, and I put up a video of that. And they did that because England didn't have lemon laws either. And my understanding is they don't, to this day still, they don't have lemon laws per se. And what a lemon law is a law that addresses specifically automobiles. So there are laws in America like the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act that cover any consumer goods, but they don't have the same bright line definitions that the lemon laws got. So I've done entire videos on the lemon law, so I'm not going to get into that now. But a Vancouver couple is suing Mercedes-Benz over a $160,000 car they're too scared to drive. But since this is in Canada, the $160,000, of course, is Canadian. The Vancouver couple says they're afraid to get behind the wheel of their luxury vehicle after the dealer refused to repair a defect in the steering. So they parked their car, even though it cost $160,000. Now, I've had people call me. They say, Steve, my car is defective. The dealership is powerless to fix it. They've tried to repair it 5, 6, 7 times, and I'm scared to drive it. And I have to explain to people that litigation can take time, and so you might have this issue where you kind of have to drive it out of necessity. But it's always an interesting case when the plaintiff actually says, no, I'm so scared, I'm literally going to park this thing. And I've had clients who've had their vehicles parked the entire time before the case settled or before it went to trial. And one of the stranger things about lemon law cases, for years, there was one manufacturer in particular that would always defend the cases by saying, these people have buyer's remorse. Buyer's remorse. They're upset that they wasted all this money buying a car. But they don't phrase it like that because they want to, you know, basically say that the car is good. It's just that they spent more than they should have or something like that. They bit off more than they can chew. So when someone parks the car for 3 years, you look at it and go, okay, it's probably not buyer's remorse. So the owner says, they insisted I can drive the car, but I'm afraid to. I drive on the highway all the time and it could be life-threatening. So the man's wife bought the 2017 S550 brand new in the spring of 2017, and the two of them drove it and managed to put about 6,500 kilometers on it. Less than a year after buying it, the steering wheel seized up while they were driving, but the dealership from Mercedes-Benz said it could find nothing wrong. It then happened a second time, and the dealer said again they couldn't fix it. So the fact that the steering wheel will seize up could be a problem, because when it seizes, the car will tend to go the direction it was going when it seized. And the odds of you going in a perfectly straight line from here to where you're going, pretty slim. Also, if the wheels turn, you might wind up off the road. Now, it's sat in their garage since April of 2018. The car is not on a recall list in Canada, but the car maker has recalled a number of vehicles in the United States for steering problems, including S-Class models built between 2015 and 2019, according to cars.com. So then the question becomes, if the problem occurs in America, does it occur in Canada? Once in a while, cars are built to different standards. Once in a while, cars are built for different markets at different places. But the question is, are these S-Class cars, the S550 from 2017, are the ones in America radically different from the ones in Canada? Cars.com said a transistor in the power steering control unit may overheat, resulting in the power system being disabled, and it may increase the risk of crash. Now, here's the question, and I know the car guys have already picked up on this. A problem with the power steering control unit, does that control the assist to the power steering, or does it actually control the steering? And the question I have, because, you know, nowadays many things are drive-by-wire. I don't know if these steering columns are yet drive-by-wire. And the question is, when the system becomes disabled, would it lock the wheel up, or would you simply lose the ability to have power steering? Because many people who've owned cars with power steering have had a sensation before where they've lost the power steering. Most common one is you're driving down the road and the car stalls. It stalls. So if you are in a car with a manual transmission, you very quickly depress the clutch, take it out of gear, and you go to pull the car over. And when you go to pull the car over, you might notice that the steering now has become very heavy. And if you have a car with an automatic transmission that stalls, it might come to a stop more quickly. But again, as you go to pull over, you'll feel that the steering is a bear, as we say. So according to the cars.com website, Mercedes-Benz US was to notify owners, inspect the steering, and replace it as necessary free of charge. But that's in the US. And I don't know what the parallel system is in Canada. Because in America, we've got the Federal Trade Commission. The Federal Trade Commission oversees consumer goods. And we've also got NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which oversees automobiles and the roadways. So recalls can happen from the Federal Trade Commission for just general consumer products. But NHTSA actually has rules that say if a car company sells a car and they discover it has a safety defect that is across the platform, they must notify owners of same and repair it at the cost of the manufacturer. So I don't know what the situation is in Canada with respect to that. Now, the owner of the car said the dealership, which is a manufacturer's authorized dealership, suggested the couple should continue to drive their car or to sell it. And that's a problem also. I've had this discussion many times. I've had it this week where somebody had something. They said, Steve, it's defective. I'm not sure if I should try to get it fixed or if I should just sell it. And I point out to people, the same way you want to sue the people you bought it from, when you sell it and they find out that it's got problems, they want to sue you. And if you don't disclose it, depending on what state you're in, you get sued for fraud or misrepresentation, depending on how you make the transaction happen. And you don't want to get sued, so you probably want to disclose this. And of course, once you disclose it, it trashes the resale value. The owner of the car said he could do neither because he's concerned about endangering their lives or the lives of the next buyers or anybody else further down the road. His fight sent him to the manufacturer's headquarters in Germany. He's contacted Germany, where he was told the vehicle should be recalled and repaired. So in early 2019, the couple filed a lawsuit in BC Supreme Court against Mercedes-Benz of Canada for unspecified damages, including loss of enjoyment of the vehicle. Case, of course, has yet to go to trial. Now, one of the things that some people will have caught, loss of use of the vehicle, loss of enjoyment of the vehicle. And one of the things about the Lemon Law is it's good and bad. It gives and it takes. And it says, here's how you qualify as a lemon, bright line definitions. And then it says, but here's all you can get. And so many states' lemon laws simply say you'll be made whole. They'll buy your car back, give you your money back, or they'll trade you into a non-defective car, whichever you want. But you can't get punitive damages under many states' lemon laws. Some you can, but it takes more egregious behavior. So one of the reasons that the car companies eventually learned to live with the lemon law was they realized that in most states, it's going to at least cap what you could ask for. So the interesting thing here is that this lawsuit's asking for the loss of enjoyment of the vehicle. And the question is, we know what the car cost, and if they buy the vehicle back and buy the, you know, give the people the money, that would make them whole financially. But these people say, no, we want more than that. What is that? We don't know yet. Court will decide. The owner says it's important to him to have the defect inspected and fixed, not only for his family's safety, but for the safety of other Mercedes-Benz drivers who may be facing a similar problem and not yet know it. He said, we're doing this for a good cause so they can do some more research before someone gets hurt. Mercedes-Benz has continued to shirk responsibility, to delay everything and deny everything, he said. Now, the Vancouver Sun contacted the dealership and asked them what they thought of the case, and they referred him to Mercedes-Benz of Canada. Meanwhile, the corporate communications manager of Mercedes-Benz of Canada said, we deeply value the relationships we have built with our customers across the country. However, we are not in a position to comment due to ongoing legal proceedings. The proceedings are ongoing. Is the car defective? I don't know. Jury can decide that. Case, court can decide that. And, you know, if this case were to go to trial, you would bring in some mechanical experts and have them inspect the vehicle and have them try to verify the existence of the defect. Obviously, the owners can testify that, you know, how it happened to them. And then, of course, the dealership can bring in their people to say, We inspected it, couldn't find anything wrong. The manufacturer, of course, is being sued, but the dealership people would be dragged in as witnesses, I suspect. And they're probably also required to help in cases like this because of part of the dealership's agreement, their licensing agreement with Mercedes-Benz. But, you know, it's one of those things. If a jury or a court believes that these people do have this problem that renders this car undrivable, then they win. The jury doesn't believe it or court doesn't believe it, then they lose. Then they park their car for no reason for all this length of time. But, yeah, it's a strange one. And the interesting aspect to this particular defect is that it involves the steering of the car. And I believe they said they've had two repair attempts. And in most states, you're required to have three repair attempts or more before you can qualify as a lemon. But some states in America have a third prong. And the third prong says if you have a catastrophic failure of a safety-related system, it only requires two. So they would meet that here. There's no question they'd meet that here. One of my favorite stories involving a client of mine, I had a client driving down the road in a Chrysler product, and the steering wheel fell off in his lap. Literally driving along, boom, steering wheel comes off. Picks the steering wheel back up, jams it back on, pulls the side of the road, shuts the car off, lets go, the steering wheel falls on the floor, and he spends a few minutes gathering his wits about him. And then he manages to get the car towed into a dealership where they go, oh, something came loose, put it back on, there you go, you're good to go. And he goes, well, what'd you fix? They go, oh, just something was loose, we tightened it. Won't happen again? Oh, no, it won't happen again. How do you know it won't happen again? We fixed it. Why did it happen the first time? Something was loose. Something was loose. My client, as you can imagine, was not happy driving that car at that moment in time, beyond that. But under Michigan law, he'd have to let the steering wheel fall off two more times. Under some states' laws, he'd only have to let it fall off one more time. Now, remember, though, the lemon law is not the only remedy a car buyer has. So if you've got a defective car and it rises to a certain level, you can skip the lemon law and go with the other stuff, which is what we did in that case. I was not really comfortable telling my client, hey, go out and drive and let it fall off two more times and call me and tell me about it. He wouldn't have survived the process. So there you go. The story's from the Vancouver Sun. Doug and Ralph sent it to me, and if we get any updates on this one, I'll let you know. My sneaky suspicion is it'll get settled out of court, and we'll never hear about it. Vancouver couple sues Mercedes-Benz over $160,000 car they are too scared to drive. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. To quote Shakespeare's Hamlet, Act 4, Scene 5, Verse 28. No.